Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back. Today is June the 9th, 2016, and this is our weekly South Center's live streaming radio and video show that is aired on the Ohio State University's South Center's channel. While we build our video studio, we are enjoying the radio live streaming broadcast that we will be doing Thursdays from 9 to 9:30 each Thursday during June. We are live here at the Ohio State University South Centers in Piketon, Ohio.
And today we are here with Patrick Dingle and Kimberly Roush, myself, to moderate the events that are going to happen here in a few minutes. Our goal is simple for our broadcast. We hope to inform the listening audience and educate them about resources and programs available for business development, agriculture, soil and water conservation, marketing, many different area programs that we offer here at the OSU South Centers. We hope to provide information also via our broadcast. So we also bring on guests from our community, often resources, and today we have two guests. We have Lisa Carver. She is the executive director. Hello, Lisa.
Good morning.
Portsmouth Area Chamber of Commerce. Hey, Lisa, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
We sure can.
You know, okay. Kim and Lisa, I have the fortunate experience working with many great people as a small business development counselor. For many years, I've been invited down to meet with small businesses in the Scioto County, the Portsmouth Area Chamber of Commerce, located at the Visitor Center. I get to work with great people like Donna and Kim and Lisa, specifically that's involved with small businesses, those that are thinking of starting or those that are expanding. And I found that they are a great group of individuals. You know that, Kim?
I do. I've been down there several occasions for different events and other venues that the chamber offers.
And one of the, I'm a little bit prejudiced, but one of the best chamber of commerce is, I think, in Ohio, maybe our whole region.
Sure. Where do you live, Patrick?
I live in Portsmouth.
There we go.
I'm looking forward to talking with two of the great individuals.
Definitely. Lisa, can you tell us a little bit about your position and what you offer down at the Portsmouth Area Chamber of Commerce?
Sure. Our Chamber of Commerce has approximately about 450 members. We have a staff of two, myself and Donna Arnett, the executive assistant. So we obviously stay pretty busy here. One thing when I talk about the chamber, I always like to start off by clearing up any misconceptions. A lot of times people confuse chambers of commerce with a government agency, and we are not a government agency. We are a nonprofit organization designed to enhance business opportunities for our members. That's our main focus. Is enhancing members for our businesses, giving them programs and tools to grow their business and, the better opportunities by being a chamber member.
Great.
Are you still there?
Yes, we are.
There's probably just a little bit of a time delay, but yes, we are listening.
Okay.
How long have you been involved with the chamber, Lisa?
I've been with the chamber about 26 years, and I've been in this role since 1998. Really enjoy the things we get to do, and just expanding a little bit on what the chamber does do. You know, I said we enhance the business opportunities for our members. We have three focuses. Empowering our members, obviously, is our main focus, but also like I say, fostering small business. And like I say, with working with Pat Dingle and with you, Pat, and doing the business counseling and everything, you know, just fostering small business opportunities and strengthening our community. Those just kind of sum up everything that we try to do in our community. Obviously, you know, servicing our members as well as the community. You know, trying to get people engaged in the community and everything. You know, here at the Chamber, we field lots of phone calls. We work very closely with the Visitors Bureau. We are housed here at the same office. We get lots of tourism questions, lots of relocation requests, you know, people wanting to move to the area. And also we get field questions about economic development. And also in our office, we have the Port Authority office, and Jason Kester and Adam Phillips, and we can usually sway those calls over to them. And we work very closely with all the agencies here.
That sounds great, Lisa. I do have a question. We at the Small Business Development Center here at the South Centers often suggest that people join the Chamber because the benefits are really great for businesses. Can you share uh-huh. some of the benefits that Chamber members receive?
Sure. One of our, we always tell all of our members, potential members, that the biggest benefit of joining the Chamber is the networking opportunities, sharing ideas and having opportunities to network with other businesses like your own, other potential business owners. Like I say, we have a wide range of people in our membership, small businesses, large businesses. We have a few retirees, and just some overall, just some community members interested in the community and possibly maybe starting a business. And it is a good way to network. Obviously, that is the biggest benefit of being a Chamber member. We also have a workers' comp group rating pool. Can actually save you some money on your workers' comp premiums. Same thing with healthcare. We have a healthcare package for our Chamber members that can obviously save you a little bit of money on your premiums. We have member-to-member advertising opportunities in which we send mass emails to about 500 email addresses, and that's very affordable. We have here at the Welcome Center, we get a lot of foot traffic, hundreds and even thousands of people a month during the summer months, during the heavy months. But we have a brochure rack in our hallway, and it's for members only, that allows you to leave your brochures, your business card, and advertise a little bit there free of charge. Like I say, we do stress that the networking is the biggest benefit of the Chamber.
Boy, that is so true. You know, it's interesting when you do have an activity. It's really nice to see so many different kinds of members, mm-hmm. and when you saw maybe for lunch, you know, across, you're talking with somebody from the insurance field, and maybe sitting beside you, you're talking with somebody that has construction. When you get in little groups and do some discussion, you're talking with a variety of different kinds of business people, and it's had a great networking program.
It is, like I say, that's the biggest benefit. And Patrick and Kim, if we have time, I want to talk a little bit about a business seminar we have coming up that may benefit some of your listeners. Would that be okay?
All right. Yes.
Okay. We have a seminar coming up on Tuesday, June 28th. It's called Business to Business 101, Ask the Experts. And it's going to be a morning-long seminar focusing on access to capital. We'll have a panel of experts discussing on financing your business. And then we will also have a panel, and I know, Patrick, I believe you're involved in this, the business resources, different focusing on different resources that are available to businesses and potential business owners. And that seminar is being hosted by the Business Resource Network, of course, the Portsmouth Area Chamber of Commerce, Community Action of Scioto County, and Ohio Means Job of Scioto County. And I think that would be a great opportunity for business owners, potential business owners, entrepreneurs, anyone looking, you know, for those type of services.
Well, you know, Lisa, you have met many of my associates. We have a number of different individuals from various different business walks of life, and I know that we're looking forward to that seminar. And
uh-huh.
For some reason, not able to be there. We have several other associates that will be. And
yes.
It's one of those resource programs that are very, very important to new and existing businesses, as well as those, as you said, wanting to look at starting up a business.
Yes, exactly.
Do you have registration information that you can give where they can call to register for that event?
Sure. They can call here at the Chamber at 740-353-7647, or they could call Crystal Keaton. Crystal's with the Business Resource Network. Crystal's telephone number is 740-259-6826. You could call either one of us, and we could get you the information, get you signed up.
I think that's great. I think that's so important. This reflects what the Chamber does, is it helps to promote other organizations that want to be financially stable, and this is such an important program.
Oh, yeah, and I might also mention, we kind of move along, the Chamber hosts a monthly business coaching session. We have a business coach, action business coach, Dave Beam. We hold those here at the Scioto County Welcome Center the first Tuesday of each month from 8:30 until 9:30. We have one every month and various topics dealing with business issues, communications, marketing, different topics like that. And then this year we are focusing on some personal development issues such as organization and things like that. But those are very good resource also.
Yes, David is, he's been in the business for many, many years. And I've had the opportunity to sit in on one or so or several of his programs. And he's very good.
Yeah, very, very useful information. We get a lot of response for that. And now, you know, most of our, a lot of our programs are geared at our Chamber members. But that one, you know, we have opened up to the public, and it is free of charge. If they want any information about that, they can call us here at the Chamber. We do, you know, kind of like to know how many might be attending, so we do like people to register for that.
You have less than a minute, so what are some other things, or what's one thing that you want to leave our listening audience?
Well, like you say, just let everybody know that we have several, several opportunities for small businesses, for retirees, for anybody wanting to get active in the community, stay active in the community. We have opportunities, and again, I can't stress the networking opportunities there. And one more thing I want to throw in there, just one of our monthly events, because we do hold several programs monthly, is our Healthy Exchange that we host every month with SOMC, Southern Ohio Medical Center. We hold that the third Wednesday of each month here at the Welcome Center at 8 o'clock, a different topic every month, different health topic. Again, another very valuable networking opportunity free of charge.
Well, that is fantastic. As a matter of fact, we invite you on a monthly, when we get our video up, we would like to invite you to do a Portsmouth Area Chamber of Commerce section.
Okay. Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, because a lot of things are happening at the Chamber, and I really feel fortunate to be a part of your organization.
Well, we appreciate you, Patrick. I know you see a lot of clients in our office, and we give a lot of referrals to your office, and I know a lot of people that your services have helped.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much, Lisa, for sharing with us. We appreciate you being on with us today. Now we're going to go ahead and move on to our second guest for this broadcast. It is Tim Bauer. He is the Executive Director of the Portsmouth-Sauda County Visitors Bureau. Are you with us, Kim?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am, Kim.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about your role with the Portsmouth-Sauda Community Visitors Bureau?
Well, I'm the executive director, and I've held this position for going on 10 years. So before that, I was involved in the community with a lot of events as volunteers with tour of the Scioto Valley or with Portsmouth River Days and some other things. So, but this job became available, and I was lucky enough to be hired. So my position is to promote and support a lot of the local events and basically get the word out of what is going on in our county to visitors or people that would like to come down to our area or visitors that are coming this way, as far as getting them the information that they need of what's going on here and how to get around the community and the area with ease. And just that's why I do a lot of information packets and things and a lot of advertising and state guides and things.
That sounds very fun. Sounds like a very fun job. What kind of points of interest are people into right now? What are you seeing most interest in?
When I do my travel shows, our busy time, as far as my busy time in the office, is really from about November, December through March. That's the time of the year whenever I'm working on my advertising and my travel shows, whether I do the AAA Travel Expo in Columbus, which is a travel show, but it's strictly travel. There isn't the one where you have the golfing or the fishing and other things that go along with. This is strictly travel. So I spend 3 days in Columbus, and we'll probably do 18,000 people through the conference. Then I meet with also tour bus operators at a conference to let them know what we have to offer as far as them bringing tour groups through. So a lot of it varies from year to year. Besides our yearly events that we have, whether it be the tour of the Scioto River Valley, Portsmouth River Days, the Scioto County Fair. We have a couple of fishing tournaments. Cabela will be doing a catfish tournament at the end of July. So, but a lot of them things right now, this area is known as far as the tour buses. They like to add us on their list of mystery tours. So whenever you see a lot of tour buses out, if you're traveling and you see them out at extremely early times in the morning, they sometimes may leave. A lot of times we get a bus that stops in from the Carolinas, and they get the people on the bus by 5 o'clock in the morning, and they pull in, and they really have no idea where they are. So that's why it's a mystery tour, and they stop at different communities and cities. So they stop here, and they see our Portsmouth flood wall murals, which is a project that was painted on the flood wall that was built after the 37 flood. So it's 2,000 feet of continuous mural depicting 2,000 years of history in the southern Ohio Valley.
Oh, that's a wonderful item to go see. I had a family in from Wisconsin over the holiday, and they went down and were really impressed by all the paintings.
You know, Kim, since all these individuals are coming in, we all like to keep our lawns neat and very presentable, correct?
Sure.
Well, we like for people to kind of keep the area but clean, and it's but a lot of the people come to our area. They do comment on how friendly the locals are, how they're usually ready to give them directions on how to get from point A to point B, and the city and the area. They do a good job as far as trying to keep up with keeping everything looking nice and for our visitors and our guests coming in.
Well, I'll be quite frank with you. I'm looking for a used lawnmower that I can sit down, or that Wanda can sit down and mow our lawn. Do you have any way that we could, since you know Sida County, where we can trade or look for something that's used?
Well, that's a nice little segue there, Patrick. Thank you for that lead-in. Since starting tomorrow is the second of the three Lucasville Trade Days, and that's held at the Scioto County Fair, and the vendors are coming in and setting up today, but they do have an early bird special, as they call it, where you can actually go on Friday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., free parking, $4 entry, and then Saturday and Sunday they open at 7 a.m., and Saturday goes from 7 to 7, Sunday goes from 7 to 3, so you might very well find that elusive riding lawnmower that you need, or, as I like to say, everything you didn't know you couldn't live without.
Well, believe it or not, I know a gentleman that found a used riding lawnmower that he paid under $200 for, and it still works. That was two or three years ago from the Lucasville trade. And he still runs that with a smile on his face.
I'd say that was a very good bargain. And, yes, you can find many things out there. Jim Morris is a gentleman that has also the Springfield Swap Days that he also runs. But Lucasville Trade Days this year will be 11th and 12th of June, and also the third one will be September 24th and 25th. And a lot of times you can see they have a lot of nurseries come out. They have you can buy a lot of plantings, a lot of small trees, tools, antiques, crafts, clothing, a lot of handmade furniture. A lot of the Amish come in from Adams and Brown County to sell a lot of the handmade furniture that they have. And also they have little things for the kids. They bring a lot of the parents of, while they're shopping around, they give the kids something to do. They have the bounce house, and they also have a little pony ride this year. So for $3 of fun, get in. Kids under 12 are free. And the weather looks like it's going to be very good. Now, there's normally, I would suggest coming around anytime after 10 or 11, because otherwise you possibly may be in about a mile of traffic waiting to get in.
I know that there's a lot of people that participate, and there's even a lot more individuals that come from all over the state. So it's a very good event. And I'm glad that you're involved with that, you know, promoting that and showing individuals that there's something for everyone.
There's a lot of things that there are to do in the area. Besides, with Lisa and I worked very closely together, and also with Joseph Pratt, who's the director of Main Street Portsmouth, where we put together a calendar of events. And right now it's 4 pages, 8.5 by 11, front and back. So we have items on our calendar that go clear up to December of 2017. And this has everything from, like, this week is the Gene Bennett Classic Baseball, where high school age boys are coming in playing baseball. They're from all over the country. They're traveling baseball teams, also a few teams out of Canada. We have a lot of good music. We have a lot of places, a lot of the area that have live music. Also, June 25th, we have the 3rd Annual Dreamland Music Festival, which has Rick Farrell. He's a local young man, very well-known songwriter in Nashville, comes back and puts on a big concert down at the Spartan Stadium. So other than weekly music, certain events, we also have a new business in town that is located 2 blocks west of the Scioto County Welcome Center. And so we now have Segways that you can rent and ride around in downtown Portsmouth.
Oh, really? Have you done that yet?
No, I haven't. The gentleman keeps popping in wanting me to do it, but I have to have the right shoes on, and you do have a small video to watch and to make sure that you to learn how to do it. But I was out doing some maintenance work on the stands that have all the information for the murals, and there were 4 people going down Front Street yesterday. So it's on 132 2nd Street, which is right before you go over the Scioto River Bridge. And if you like information, the telephone number is extremely easy. It's 740-353-TOUR, which is 8687. So that they can give the information on what time they open and the cost and what you need to be able to take a Segway tour of downtown Portsmouth.
Oh, that would be neat. Yeah, Kim, you have about one more minute. What are some things that we've left out, or what are some things that you would like the listening audience to know about the Portsmouth Scioto County Visitors Bureau?
Mainly my position is to promote all of the events, and if anybody in the listening area would like any information on our area, you can call me at 740-353-1116, and I will be more than happy to mail you a packet out. A lot of times we do advertising in magazines, statewide magazines, with the small referral cards, so you circle the little number, and magically a month later you get all this information. So right now I have about 450, 500 of those envelopes going out. So we do send out quite a bit of information, so that way you can have information in your hand about our area before you arrive. But once you get here, if you want to come to the Welcome Center, that's located at 342 2nd Street. We do have a brochure area in the south end of the building, and it has brochure racks. That area is also open on the weekend. So when you see the open flags out, the front street entrance is open, so we have restroom facilities. We have brochures not only on Scioto County, but from a lot of the area through the rest of the state, and also some information on Kentucky and West Virginia.
Well, I want to thank you for all the work that you do. There's a lot of people. When I come down to the chamber, there's buses here and people there, and it's I thank you for what you do.
Thank you. It's always a lot of fun to go back, and if anybody ever stops in somewhere and they have a little place where you can sign where you're from and how many is with your group, please take the time to sign that, because that's a way we can figure out where how many guests are coming in. We've already had people in from 5 different states, and we had a visitor in from Germany yesterday. So it's always good to see how many people are coming from our area. We can usually count on about 14 foreign countries and about 43 states every year, the amount of people coming through.
Kim, what we would like to do is perhaps you will come on a monthly basis and give us an update as to the different programs and different things that you're involved with, and I hope that you'll be able to do that.
I'd be happy to, because there's always, as we say, we always want to know what's going on in our area, and we always have the upcoming events, so that way you can plan ahead and make sure that if you are coming to our area and you do need a hotel room, you actually have one. This week, it's a little hard to get hotel rooms because all the visitors that are coming in, but that's what my office is here for. Again, if you'd like the information, you can call me 740-353-1116.
All righty. And both the Chamber of Commerce and the Visitors Bureau, it's very easy to find. If you put Portsmouth, Ohio, Visitors Bureau or Portsmouth, Ohio Chamber of Commerce comes right up. And you guys have really done a very good job on your websites, and it gives a lot of information. So, Kim, thank you very much for coming on our program.
Thank you, Patrick, and thank you, Kim.
Kimberly, we only have about 90 seconds or so. In that time, I'd like for you to give us a complete rundown of all the different things that we're involved in.
Sure. Small business development, manufacturing development, export development, cooperative development, agricultural research and development, just across the board. This is a unique facility right here, and I'm always happy to send people here. I do a lot of the marketing and communication piece, and I just think this resource is...
That it is. And then starting in July, you and Dwayne and I and a number of different individuals are going to do something unique, and that's we're going to have a live streaming TV and radio program that's going to air for anyone and everyone to be involved with.
To put a face with the voice, right?
That's right. That's right. I have to go on a diet. I have to get a suntan. The rest of you, I think, will look very well, but, my I need to look nicer, I guess. But I'm looking forward to it.
So
we're also the University of Rio Grande's videos that we do on a weekly basis. Tim, thank you very much for the program today, and we look forward to next Thursday.
Thank you.